Monster Plastic. Patrick was walking to school on a foggy and humid day. He found it strange, as there was rubbish everywhere. The street was littered with all kinds of plastic bottles, plastic bags, plastic straws, disposable lunch boxes, and plastic tablecloths. Patrick kept walking until he saw a giant standing around the corner. He hid behind a tree. This giant was an ugly monster. He was tall and chubby, with long hair and a thick beard. His nose was covered by his fluffy hair. Lots of plastic stirrers clung to his beard. He wore a white plastic tablecloth as top and black plastic bags as pants.
"It's just like a jungle full of plastic bags and spoons. It's so disgusting,"
thought Patrick.
"Your Majesty," a voice spoke to Monster Plastic. It was a kid-sized soldier. His clothes were all made of plastic, from head to toe.
"I spread all the plastic rubbish in this area this morning. I will fill the nearby district with garbage by sunset today,"
reported the soldier.
"Well done. My kingdom is expanding. I will be able to conquer the world soon,"
laughed Monster Plastic.
"Salute, Plastic the King,"
the soldier said.
"It's horrible. I must tell Miss Chan what I have just seen and heard. We need to stop the destruction at once,"
thought Patrick. Patrick tiptoed to the alley nearby and took a shortcut to school. He ran, but suddenly there was an enormous obstacle in front of the school. It was a plastic hill made of plastic bottles and plastic bags. Patrick tried running and jumping across the hill, but he failed. Every step he took, the hill slid a bit, and he was now trapped in a pool of plastic bottles.
"Help! Monster Plastic is ruining us,"
he yelled. Patrick fainted. When he woke up, he was on his bed.
"Oh, it's a nightmare," he sighed.
Since then, Patrick brought along his own bottle and straw, as well as his shopping bag every day. He tried his best to avoid using disposable plastic products.